Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then, you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about? You will read, A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now, the test will begin. Number 1. I hear you've got a new job. Do you like it?
Sure. The salary is good.
Question. Why does the man like the new job?
Number 2. Mary, can you help me copy some papers?
Sure, but where's the copy room? I'm new here.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Number 3. What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like to ask about flights to London.
Question. What does the man want to know? Number 4. I want to buy a new car, but I'm not sure what model I need.
Well, we have a large selection, and I can show you around.
Question. What will the man do? Number 5. I'd like to exchange this pair of shoes for a smaller size.
Okay. Just a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to exchange the shoes?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Hello, Stanford Group. This is Tina speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to speak to your human resources manager, Miss White, please.
Okay. I'll check to see if she is at her office. May I tell her who is calling?
Bill Burton from Bank of America. I'm calling to confirm our meeting next Monday.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Please hold on for a moment.
Fine.
Sorry, Miss White is not in. Would you like to leave her a message?
Yes. Please ask her to call me back this afternoon, if possible.
May I have your number, please?
No problem. It's 635-8799.
Okay. I'll make sure Miss White receives your message and returns your call.
Thank you very much.
Question number 6. Who is Miss White?
Question number 7. Why does the man call Miss White?
Question number 8. What message did the man leave for Miss White? Now listen again. Hello, Stanford Group. This is Tina speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to speak to your human resources manager, Miss White, please.
Okay. I'll check to see if she is at her office. May I tell her who is calling?
Bill Burton from Bank of America. I'm calling to confirm our meeting next Monday.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Please hold on for a moment.
Fine.
Sorry, Miss White is not in. Would you like to leave her a message?
Yes. Please ask her to call me back this afternoon, if possible.
May I have your number, please?
No problem. It's 635-8799.
Okay. I'll make sure Miss White receives your message and returns your call.
Thank you very much.
Question number 6. Who is Miss White?
Question number 7. Why does the man call Miss White?
Question number 8. What message did the man leave for Miss White?
Conversation 2.
Customer Service Center, what can I do for you?
I am calling to inquire about the delivery of the sports shoes we ordered.
May I know your order number?
It is 5116.
I'm very sorry. The delivery is delayed due to bad weather.
That's too bad. When can we receive the goods?
I'm afraid you may have to wait for a few more days.
You are telling me to wait? We are suffering loss every day.
Don't worry. We can offer you another 5% discount.
That sounds fine. Please arrange our order as soon as possible.
We will. Sorry again.
Question number 9. What has happened to the order of the sports shoes?
Question number 10. What suggestion does the woman make to solve the problem? Now, listen again. Customer Service Center, what can I do for you?
I am calling to inquire about the delivery of the sports shoes we ordered.
May I know your order number?
It is 5116.
I'm very sorry. The delivery is delayed due to bad weather.
That's too bad. When can we receive the goods?
I'm afraid you may have to wait for a few more days.
You are telling me to wait? We are suffering loss every day.
Don't worry. We can offer you another 5% discount.
That sounds fine. Please arrange our order as soon as possible.
We will. Sorry again.
Question number 9. What has happened to the order of the sports shoes?
Question number 10. What suggestion does the woman make to solve the problem? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now, listen to the passage.
Why do young people like to buy their clothes online? Perhaps the first reason is that online shopping saves money. You have the chance to find good deals for any item that you want to buy. There are many different stores online. They sell the same clothes, and this allows you to shop around to find the lowest prices. The second reason why people shop online is to save time. You can find any clothes that you are looking for within a few minutes. You don't have to walk from one store to another or drive to different stores to find what you want. It is generally believed that online shopping will be more and more popular in the future.
Question number 11. Why do young people like to buy their clothes online?
Question number 12. Why do people shop around for the same clothes?
Question number 13. What is the second reason for young people to shop online?
Question number 14. How long does it take to find the clothes you want online?
Question number 15. What is generally believed about online shopping in the future? Now, listen again.
Why do young people like to buy their clothes online? Perhaps the first reason is that online shopping saves money. You have the chance to find good deals for any item that you want to buy. There are many different stores online. They sell the same clothes, and this allows you to shop around to find the lowest prices. The second reason why people shop online is to save time. You can find any clothes that you are looking for within a few minutes. You don't have to walk from one store to another or drive to different stores to find what you want. It is generally believed that online shopping will be more and more popular in the future.
Question number 11. Why do young people like to buy their clothes online?
Question number 12. Why do people shop around for the same clothes?
Question number 13. What is the second reason for young people to shop online?
Question number 14. How long does it take to find the clothes you want online?
Question number 15. What is generally believed about online shopping in the future? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力考试结束。